Support for this podcast and the following message come from Allianz Travel Insurance. You've got big plans ahead. Protect your adventures for the next 365 days with an all-trips annual travel insurance plan. Learn more and get a quote at allianztravelinsurance.com.
Live from NPR News, I'm Korva Coleman. President Biden is making a major announcement today in Phoenix. It's a huge investment in semiconductor chip manufacturing in the U.S. It's for the company Intel. The company has a plan to build and overhaul factories in four states, including Arizona. NPR's Deepa Shivaram has more.
The investment stems from the Chips and Science Act that Biden signed into law 2 years ago. That bill's goal was to increase the production of semiconductor chips here in the U.S., which are the tiny pieces of technology that are found in everything from smartphones to refrigerators. The government, through the CHIPS Act, is giving Intel $8.5 billion in grants and another $11 billion in loans to help grow semiconductor chip manufacturing in the U.S. The White House says this will increase about 30,000 jobs overall, spread across Arizona and three other states, Ohio, New Mexico, and Oregon. The announcement comes as Biden has been trying to reframe his economic message in critical swing states like Arizona. Deepa Shivaram, NPR News, Phoenix.
A federal appeals court has blocked a controversial immigration law in Texas from taking effect. The law allows local Texas officials to detain people suspected of being in the U.S. illegally and have them deported to Mexico. Opponents say only federal agents can do this. Culberson County Sheriff Oscar Correa worries about enforcing the Texas law.
I think we're going to be very selective about the cases we pick up. Our jail is at capacity as we speak today, and to start incarcerating undocumented people and charging them with misdemeanor crime is a discussion I'll have to have with my county attorney.
The law was blocked yesterday, only a few hours after the U.S. Supreme Court had said it could take effect. A complex legal process is why the lower court took action to block the law again. A federal judge will sentence a former Mississippi sheriff's deputy and a former lieutenant today for the racial torture of two black men last year. Six officers in all were convicted. Mississippi Public Broadcasting's Michael McEwen reports two former officers were sentenced yesterday for the racial attack on Eddie Parker and on Michael Jenkins.
The torture happened during a home raid in January of last year when officers shot one of the men in the mouth, then planted drugs and a gun at the scene to cover it up. The officer who shot one of the victims, Deputy Hunter Elward, was sentenced to 20 years. Lieutenant Jeffrey Middleton, the goon squad's leader, received 17 and a half years. Jenkins, who was left with permanent speech and cognitive damage, says he doesn't forgive Elward for what he did to him that night.
If he wouldn't have got caught, he'd still be out here doing the same thing. He wouldn't be sorry. I ain't feel nothing, because he ain't sorry. He just sorry he got caught.
For NPR News, I'm Michael McEwen in Jackson, Mississippi.
On Wall Street in pre-market trading, stock futures are mixed. This is NPR. Former President Donald Trump has until next Monday to come up with a financial guarantee. He owes the state of New York nearly $500 million as part of the damages he owes in his fraud lawsuit. Lawyers have asked to put that collection on hold while they appeal the ruling. Trump said on social media that he may be forced to hold a, quote, fire sale to mortgage or sell some of his properties to cover the payment. On Capitol Hill today, some Democratic lawmakers are reintroducing a bill they say would make Congress more representative of the country. As NPR's Hansi Lo Wang reports, the bill would transform congressional elections.
Democratic Representatives Don Bayh of Virginia and Jamie Raskin of Maryland are bringing back the Fair Representation Act. It would do away with the current way House elections are run, with the one candidate with the most votes winning a district's one seat. Instead, each district would elect multiple representatives, and House seats would be distributed based on the results of ranked choice voting, which gives voters opportunity to rank the candidates on their ballot from their favorite to least favorite. There's also a proposal to ban congressional redistricting that favors or disfavors any political party. An earlier version of this bill got support from 9 House Democrats and no Republicans. But this latest version has the backing of longtime Congress watcher Norm Ornstein of the conservative American Enterprise Institute. Hansi Lo Wang, NPR News.
Ireland's Prime Minister Leo Varadkar says he is stepping down. The Taoiseach, as he's known, says he will resign as soon as a successor is chosen. Varadkar was just in the U.S. to meet President Biden over St. Patrick's Day. He says the reason for his departure is personal and political. This is NPR.
This message comes from NPR sponsor Mint Mobile. From the gas pump to the grocery store, inflation is everywhere. So Mint Mobile is offering premium wireless starting at just $15 a month. To get your new phone plan for just $15, go to mintmobile.com/switch.